Shalom everyone and Chodesh Tov. We are in Parasha in the month of Adar Pisces, which is the 12th and the last month in the Hebrew astrological calendar. It's not the only calendar that this month is the last one. So we are completing a cycle, and therefore there's a special thing about this is the end of the cycle. So what's in it for us? What's in it for the Pisces among us? And what is Purim to do with that and all the special events in this month? And especially, it is said in the Mishnah, Mishenichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha. As Adar, the month of Adar, Pisces, is coming in, this is the time to have a lot of happiness, a lot of celebrations. Okay, is it connected to Purim, or is it just the Purim just a result, an effect, or is Purim the cause? So let us start. First of all, we want to analyze Kabbalistically what in the sign of Pisces. We have, first of all, the analysis is you take the four seasons, Yud, K, Vav, K, four elements, the four forces, and you divide them. Now, starting from the spring, summer, fall, and winter. So it's four letters of the tetragrammaton, while the winter is the last hay, which is Malchut, the vessel, the recipient. Okay? So all 3 months of the winter, which are Capricorn, Tevet, Aquarius, Shvat, and Pisces, Adar, all three are the last hay of the Tetragrammaton. It is Sefirat Malchut, according to the Sefirot, and it is Sefirat Malchut, is also the element of Earth. And what is Earth? Malchut, the recipient, the vessel. So we can see, as we said in the previous 2 months, in all 3 months, in the core, those 3 months, although in common astrology, it's not being spoken about, but in Kabbalistic astrology, we learn that all 3 months, because they are the last hay, this is Earth, they have less energy, therefore, they're more hungry for energy, for power, for wisdom, for money, whatever. And you see the enthusiasm or the hunger and the lack within the behavior of all three signs of the winter. So, although Pisces, it's known, whoever knows, like, you know, simple astrology, Western astrology, that this is a water sign. But in the core, like the other two signs of the winter, it is an earth sign. Of course, water is not a mistake. There's another layer of water. So the water, that the layer of water gives a lot of sensitivity, generosity, loving, kindness, sharing, and caring. However, the earth is showing about a lot of, hunger, cravings, and need, and lack for something, for energy, for power. And many times you have that kind of a tiredness and weakness in which there's a lack of energy, that energy has to come from somewhere. And that brings also many times to symptoms of feeling like a victim, feeling like guilt, and basically a lot of lack of energy to live. Okay? It's not common among all Pisces, but it's a very common thread among most of Pisces. Now, how do you fix it? And also, when we start the month of Adar, Now we can understand we are going to have that influence also. It's the end of the year. You will feel lethargic. You feel a kind of heavy. It's the last month of the year. The energies that started in the beginning are starting to wind down, and there's not so much energy in the battery for the last month. And so what's the healing for that? Happiness, celebration, which means the moment we train ourselves to be happy, if you are Pisces or you're not a Pisces, it doesn't matter, to be, because happiness is not something that you wait that will fall on you just from the heaven. This is not rain, okay? And even if you're standing outside, if you're thirsty, what do? You're standing outside, opening your mouth and waiting for the rain to come? No, you go and you look for the water and you have to draw the water from somewhere, okay? So that energy of life, you have to draw it from somewhere and you have to create that drawing. And since you have the lack, the thirst, or the hunger, or the need, find a way to draw it, but to draw it from the right source. What do I mean? It is known that a lot of people from the sign of Pisces, they have the tendency to fall into addictions, drugs, gambling, food addictions, sex addictions, wine, alcohol addictions. Why? Because this is an artificial way to support that hunger, that lack, that emptiness, that void that you feel, because this is the time. However, we have to understand again why it is saying, "Mi shenichnas Adar marbin besimcha." As Adar comes in, you make a lot of simcha, a lot of happiness, a lot of celebration, because, as I said many, many times, happiness is not something that you wait for. Happiness is something you have to generate. How do you generate happiness? You know, when I was young, I was not a happy person. Okay, I was also a lot of very lethargic and so on, and tired, and, you know, I had energy, but it's like, you know, only later I realized you don't wait for things to happen to be happy. Happiness can be generated when you decide, I want to be happy. So how do you become happy? You just, as the Holy Ramchal, Rabbi Moshe Chaim Lutzato, says, if you behave like you're happy, you move fast, you dance, you speak with assertivity, and you speak like you're happy, and you make movements like you're a happy person, you know what? The happiness finally is being drawn to you. You have to initiate the happiness, sitting and waiting and saying, who is going to save me? I'm so, so unhappy. I'm depressed. Who is going to bring me the salvation? This is not a solution. Why? It's just getting the thing, just getting worse as the time goes by. So the month of Adar is a month that we have to generate the happiness, and especially if in the month of Aquarius, Shvat, it was a time to generate, to draw, use that lack, the earth energy, and it was the left column of the earth, and to draw wisdom from above, higher levels of consciousness. In the month of Adar, it is the time to draw happiness. And where is happiness coming from? When is it the person is behaving like he's happy? Because by behaving like I'm happy, I'm showing trust. I'm showing faith in the creator and in the creation and whatever is connected to that. And you know what happens? When you show that consciousness, when you show that trust, you draw in light. And when you draw in the light and the energy of happiness, that has an effect on everything that you do. It will affect your health. It will affect your good luck and good fortune. It will affect your relationships. Why? Everybody wants to be a friend with people who are full of energy and they're sharing a lot of energy. And people don't like so much, people are always lethargic and always like needy. It's like that, these are, if you look at the sign of Pisces, you see two fish in two different directions. These are the two opposite states of existence of the Pisces. It's either you're going this way or either that way. So that is something we really have to understand. It's a message of this month is don't wait for good fortune. Don't wait for happiness. Don't wait for love. Just generate it and create it and it will come. How would it come? You know, don't give the creator ideas. He has better ideas than you have. You just do your best and God will do the rest. So let us go deeper into it. So we said this is the winter, the last day, needy earth, but 3 months. And always when you have 3 months, what does that mean? Right, left, and center column. Okay, the right column that belongs to Capricorn, the left column that belongs to Aquarius, and the central column that belongs to Pisces. And central column, this is air. So if you really want to understand and analyze the traits of Pisces, it's underlying everything. This is earth, neediness, desire, emptiness, and cravings. Okay, that's one thing. Then it is the earth. We said also it's a water sign. Water means emotions. Water means sensitivity. Water means caring for others and so on. So that overlaying, it's another layer over the earth. And you have the air, the third month of the winter, air, central column, and that is balance, which means it's two things. One, brightness. Air is always thoughts, and the thoughts running back and forth on one hand, and the other side is why you have those thoughts. You're always trying to create balance. Very sensitive for imbalance and trying to balance things. Okay, now, if you go into that from a place of lack of spirituality or spiritual upbringing or exercise or skills, that really can make you lethargic. Well, what do I mean? Because whatever you see injustice, you get upset and you think about it and you think about it and you get yourself more upset and you'll be very sensitive. And then you get kind, again, you feel like a victim and you feel a lack of power to deal with all of the imbalance and insensitivity. And what can you do? You are a victim. And that's why a lot of Pisces people are very, very passive with whatever it concerns to their lives. And they led back and having those dark emotions of the end of the zodiac sign. Okay, but if you turn it over with spiritual skills, what does it mean spiritual skills? Transforming the lack and the need into the ability to draw positive power. And here we'll see what are the tools the people of the month of Pisces have. And also all of us, because as I repeat again, I said it many, many times, we learn from the book of formation, Sefer Yetzirah, that no one is only one sign. Each one of us has a combination of all 12 signs. If you're born in Pisces, then Pisces is dominant, okay? But you know, there's no one, God forbid, who's only Pisces. Every sign has all, it's a combination, permutation of cosmic forces that basically it's all 12 signs with different amount. It's like you're cooking. In some dishes, you put more salt and more pepper. In some of them, you put more cinnamon. Okay, but the relations between them, different amounts, gives you the different dishes. Every human being has different amount of the ingredients, and that's what makes each one of us special and unique, like no one else on earth was, is, and will be. Okay, so if we are talking about the month of Adar is coming in today, that means that all of us from all 12 signs, all of us start to have that Pisces energy more dominant, which means the Creator gave us that month in order for us to work on certain aspects this month that we don't have to work that much on it, or it's not a possibility like on other months. Same thing as a farmer. He knows, let's say if you live in Canada, when it is the middle of the winter, this is not the time to plant anything because A, the earth is frozen and it's covered with snow. So this is like really futile trying to plow the fields and to plant. Nothing will grow during this time. Okay? So this is the time to do other stuff. Okay? Now, but if you're not planting after the snow melts and the spring is starting and the temperature is rising, this is the time to plant because you have certain amount of months in order to plant and to grow stuff. Or if you live, let's say, in places like Israel, it's not the time to plant during the middle of the summer because it's very, very hot and dry. So you have to understand that you have to fit your cycle to whatever is around you. And the more you're aware of what's around you, you have the ability to use those special windows in time or gates to plant, to reap, whatever to do in the field. And so that's an example to everything else in our lives. So I'm going to read right now from the Bnei Sakhar. It was written in the early 19th century. Okay, one of the Hasidic great sages in Eastern Europe, Rabbi Tzvi Elimelech of Dinov. And here we're talking about, he just collected all the knowledge that was written in many, many books along thousands of years, collecting them together, whatever connects to certain sign. And now, as every year, every month, we're talking about the letters permutation of the month. That is from the Zohar, Tikkuni Zohar. And as it says, there are 12 possible permutations to the holy tetragrammaton. Okay, each one of them is the letter combination of the frequency, represent the frequency of each one of the zodiac signs. Tzeruf shem hanichbad ha-meir b'chodesh hazeh, and the permutation that shines during this month, it's like a great kaleidoscope that is changing. So every month is a different letters shine, different permutations. The result will be that what we call the sign of Pisces or Aries or so on and so forth. Now the permutation for this month is Hey Hey Yud Vav. Immediately you see that fits our previous description. Why? Because you see the two female passive letters start the name Hey Hey. Then you have Yud Vav, which is the two male letters, which are the, so you see that the passive receiving aspect, the female, is starting the permutation of this month. Only later come the two letters that are considered male. So therefore we see that fits to whatever we explained before. And that comes from a verse. The last letters of the verse, Irog ulasoroka bnei atono, in Genesis 49, verse 11. Okay, and that's one thing. So as we said, that also shows that in this month, there is a very dominance on the female aspect for, and that affects each one of us to be more passive on one hand, or the moment you turn it around and you turn the passivity into cravings and drawing and moving into taking a stand and bringing in the light, then you are becoming victorious. And basically, isn't that the story of Purim? Here we have the nation, the Jewish nation, which are a minority after the destruction of the first temple. They are a minority in many, 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 many countries, in 127 states of the Persian Empire. We're talking about 5th, 6th century BCE. And now there is a decree by the great prime minister of the Persian Empire, together with the emperor himself, okay? And they have a decree to kill in one day, in the month of Adar, the whole nation in all 127 states, from India all the way till Africa, Sudan of today. Okay, now, and what is the reaction of the Jews? Is they sit and cry, very, very passive. What can I do? What can I do? We are a minority, we have no weapons, we have no basic rights, and those rights to live have been taken away from us. Very, 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 very Piscean state of, we are victims, we're going to be executed, we're going to be killed, and there's nothing we can do about it. Okay? And then you see the story of Purim, that terrible, terrible situation. There's going to be a genocide. It's written in the laws of the empire, and you cannot change that. And somehow, in a very weird way, in a series of weird incidents, the whole situation turns, and that genocide turns into an amazing holiday, amazing miracle, in which the Jews are becoming one of the most dominant group in the empire. Thanks to what? Thanks to turning the situation over. Okay, so you see how you take a situation which is terrible, negative, upsetting, and hopeless, and you can turn it into the biggest gain of that era, and the result was the building of the second temple, which means that whoever grabs the power and the government of the whole empire is the victim. Mordechai and Esther, who are in the beginning of the story, they are the victims. They get from the king the ring, like Joseph got the ring, the signet ring from Pharaoh, coming out of jail. And one day he gets the ring, the same story. So you see that it is the whole thing of turning things around from the darkest place just by changing consciousness, changing state of mind. And by the way, if we are talking about the story of Joseph, how is that connected? It's amazing how it's connected, because if you look at the 12 sons of Jacob, each one of them is representing one of the 12 signs of the zodiac, the same way that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they are chariots of Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet, right, left, and center column. The 12 sons of Jacob, that they represent the forces of the 12 signs of the zodiac. Which sign is being represented by Joseph? Pisces, how could it be? If you look at the name Joseph, Joseph means Yosef, Le'asef, to collect, right? He is Tzadik Yesod Olam. He is the Sfirat Yesod. He is the funnel that collects the light from the upper Sfirot of the Tree of Life in order to funnel all of them into the physical world. Now the word Adar, the name of the month, it's the word Adar, it has, you can find few meanings to it. Aleph, Dalet, Resh, Adar, one meaning to it. In Aramaic, Idra is as assembly, to assemble, to collect. Okay, here we have Yosef in Aramaic is Adar. Also, Idra in Hebrew is also the spine of the fish. Okay, and Pisces, what's the connection to Joseph? When Jacob is blessing the two sons of Joseph, he is giving them the blessing, they will be multiply, they will multiply like fish on the earth. Okay, so they get, and why two? Because we know when there is a leap year, we have 2 months of Adar, Menashe and Ephraim, the two sons of Jacob, of Joseph. And because Joseph has the blessing of the birthright, he gets, is the only son of Jacob who gets two tribes. Everybody else is one tribe. Joseph becomes two tribes. So you see the connection between Joseph, and also another thing, one of the blessings to Joseph is Ben Porat Yosef, Ben Porat Alei Ein. Whenever you say it like Jewish tradition, you want to say, you know, protection from evil eye, you say Ben Porat Yosef, Ben Porat Alei Ein. That's one of the blessings that was given to Joseph. Okay? But we know also that one of the symbols of protection from evil eye is fish in many traditions. Why? Because fish, they are protected from the evil eye because they are hidden from the eye. So you see those trends go, and everything is like it's a big weaving macrame, like a weaving work, that everything is interconnected about that special power of Pisces that is available during this month. And as I said again, let's go back. It's the ability to turn around stuff, to turn darkness and negativity and hopelessness into a miracle that everybody can see. Like, I have no idea how it happened, but everybody can see it happen. That kind of a miracle of the story of Purim. So let's continue. Now, so that's about the permutation of the Tetragrammaton for Pisces. Now it takes us to Sefer Yetzirah. Sefer Yetzirah, the Book of Formation, is adding upon that, and we know Sefer Yetzirah is much more ancient than the Zohar. So, and it's Sefer Yetzirah, it speaks about that related to Abraham, the patriarch. In Sefer Yetzirah, it says, Himlich ot kuf v'schok, v'kashar lo keter, v'tzar bo dagim ba'olam, v'adar ba'shana, utchol ba'nefesh, zachar v'nekeva. That the month of Pisces has been created with the Hebrew letter kuf, which is, in English, it's related to the letter Q. Okay, Q. The letter Q came from the Hebrew Kuf, because Kuf, you know, the eye of a needle, they have, if you look at the eye of a needle, you have a circle. If you want to picture it, it's a circle, when you make a pictogram, a circle and a line beneath, right? So in English, the line beneath became a very, very, small line, you just, a big circle was stayed. In Hebrew, you have almost a circle, Okay, but you have the line and a symbol of semicircle, just half a circle. Okay, now, what does that mean for us? And it's very special because in Hebrew, the letter is different. Okay, the two letters in the Hebrew alphabet says the Bnei Yisachar that are made of two parts, the letter Hey and the letter Kuf. How do you get the letter Hey? You write a Dalet and a Yud or a Vav with it. How do you write the letter Kuf? You write something like a Dalet, sort of like more like a Resh, okay? And then you write a long Vav in it, but it's not, they're not connected. The difference is that the in the letter Hey, the line inside is above the bottom of the line, while in the letter Kuf, the line goes down under the bottom. It's the only Hebrew from the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet that goes under the line. And that has a very, very important significance. Why? So we'll see. The letter Hey is the letter for the month of Nisan, the first month in the astrological biblical year. While the letter Kuf is the last one of the Hebrew year. And what's common between the two? These 2 months are the months of miracles. But what's the difference? Because on Nisan, it's the miracles of the Exodus. And in Adar, it's especially the miracle of Purim. So it's known as the 2 months of miracles. Okay, but what's the difference, ask the Bnei Yisachar, between the two miracles? As the month of Nisan, these are visible miracles. What do I mean, visible miracles? It's very visible, the splitting of the Red Sea. That's very visible. That's something that is out of nature happened, because whatever happened has nothing to do with the rules of physics. The 10 plagues has nothing to do with the rules of physics. While in Adar, the miracle of Purim, the miracle is hidden. Everybody can tell it's a miracle, but there was nothing out of nature. It just was, what happened was just very weird circumstances that happened to coincide, and the same thing that the Israelites, the Jews were fasting. The king on that night could not sleep. He opened his book of memories. He sees about Mordechai. You read the book of Esther and the many miracles, but you know, people can sense that there's no miracle over here. It just happened to be that. It was just by coincidence. Although you realize it was a huge miracle. Why? People were supposed to be going through a genocide. Instead of going through a genocide, they becoming the ruling class of the empire. Okay, that's a miracle. That's really changing the rules of the game, big time. Okay. Zohar Tuma, in the Zohar Parashat Tuma, adds a Bnei Yisachar, it speaks more about it. Eshet Chayil, it speaks about the book of the end of the book of Proverbs, about the woman of valor, which is the Shekhinah, the story of the Shekhinah, basically the description of the values of the Shekhinah, and whoever draws the Shekhinah upon themselves. Esther, Queen Esther, because of her traits and her behavior and her special ability to turn any situation to the good without any compromises, she became the chariot of the Shekhinah. How do we know? When it says clearly, if you know Kabbalah, you read the book of Esther and it's very clear. When it says that after the 3 days, when the Jews were fasting, sharing with each other, giving gifts to each other, it says, "Vatilbash Esther Malchut." And Esther dressed up with Malchut. If you read it, which will be, and Esther was dressed up by royal clothes. What does it mean that she dressed up Malchut? The Sefira of Malchut, the Shekhinah, she was dressed by it. When she comes to the king, she is a total chariot of the high holy Shekhinah. And therefore, the king gave her the scepter. And who is the king? The king, the heavenly king. And giving you the scepter, that's a vav of Zerampin. And here's there's a line, here's there's a connection. And the moment the connection happens, the light flows from the heavenly kingdom into the lower kingdom. And that what turns reality from a disaster into a victory. Okay, that's basically the story of every miracle. When a person transforms their behavior and their attitude from what can I do, from passive, from darkness, into faith and connection. How do you do it? Very simple. Instead of just being passive, generate and create good actions of goodwill towards others and get yourself excited about connecting to the light of God. You do that, you change reality. And that's what it says, that Esther, she dressed up Malchut. She became the chariot for Sfirat Malchut, or the Shekhinah, the divine presence. What does it mean? It's a lesson for all of us. If you feel darkness, if you feel lost, if you feel that you are not connected, that there is no good fortune, don't blame God for that. Take responsibility and force the light of the Creator down into your reality. How? Read the book of Esther and you see how you do that. And that's why Esther tells Mordechai, the leader of the Jewish nation at that time, he says, why are you sitting and crying? This is not going to do anything. Get up, gather, unite all the Jews, fast on one hand. On the other hand, do something good with each other. So they give charity, they give presents to each other, they create a huge power of unity and faith and oneness. And what's the result? The heaven comes down to the earth and the reality is changing. Just sitting there and crying and saying, I'm a victim, it's injustice. That's never going to do the change. And that's why Pisces never achieved the change by simply lying in bed and feeling sorry for themselves. Till you change and you raise yourself from the ground, you can't dress up Malchut. Okay? Now, so what it says the letter of Malchut, the letter of the divine presence is the letter Hey. If you remember, when the Israelites are leaving Egypt, but before that there was a plague of the firstborn, what do they do to protect themselves from the plague? They slaughter the lamb, they circumcise themselves, they take the blood of the lamb and the circumcision, and they smear it on the door in the shape of the letter Hey, which means carrying that shape of the letter Hey has the power of protection. Now, but that was in Nisan. But there's another letter, says the Zohar. The letter Hey is of the Shekhinah, but the letter Kuf is the letter of the opposite of the Shekhinah. This is not the woman of valor. That's the opposite. The opposite. That's the vessel of negativity, of darkness, of passions that are uncontrolled, of addiction to the darkness and to any negative emotions. Okay, that's the letter Kuf. Why? Because you have the leg of the Kuf going down to the dark side. So there's a heavenly kingdom and there's a kingdom of the dark world. That's symbolized by the letter Kuf. And it's also being written about in the Talmud, Tractate Sanhedrin, page 29, side 1. Now, what's the difference between, numerically, between the letter He and the letter Kuf? The letter He is 5. That's where Chamsa came from. Chamsa is a code for the letter He. The Chamsa, the hand, does not protect. The He protects. Okay? And that's why when you try to copy something without knowing what it is, then you start to make fool out of yourself. In the ancient Chamsas, there was a He inside. You can still find Chamsas from North Africa, Jewish communities, with the letter He inside. Without the letter He, I don't think it's that powerful for protection. Or you just use the He without the head. Now, that's 5. The letter Kuf is 100. 105, the difference is 95, which is very key number for the book of Esther. Because when you get a book of Esther as a scroll, as a parchment, the most highly appreciated or powerful Megillah or scroll is when you write it, it's called Megillat HaMelech, that every column in the scroll starts with the word HaMelech, the king, to show that who is running the show is always the king of the universe. Okay? The king, HaMelech, numerical value, 95. However, Haman, which is symbolizing the dark side in each one of us, that we have to overcome it, Haman is also 95. Why? Again, to show that victory and defeat are two sides of the same coin. Success and failure, they're the two sides of the same coin. It's just in our hands to make the choice. Do we want to be chariots for the Shekhinah, for the heavenly kingdom, or do we want to go together with the dark side and give up and become just empty and void? This is the story of that. That's a number 95 showing that when you embrace the king to be your own king, the king of the universe to be your own king, then you can generate those miracles that your mind see them as impossible. Your heart can't even expect it. But when you simply do that with excitement, with happiness, everything is possible. I'm talking about everything good beyond your imagination. And that is the main thing of the Megillah. But there's another thing, something that is very sweet and powerful. It says, there is a midrash, it's called Midrash Pli'ah. Midrash is an ancient study that we not all the time we know who wrote it, but we're talking about like a lot of stuff that were left from the time of the Second Temple and a little bit after that. So many sages lived at that time. Not everything was canonized into the Talmud itself, but it's called, there are lots of Midrashim. There's a Midrash Pli'ah, and it says that when Esther was asking, she was praying, this is like the oral Torah, Queen Esther, she was a prophet. But that's why it's called the Book of Esther, and it's part of the 24 books of the Tanakh. Okay, so she was a prophet, the Book of, and that's why there's a book named after her, the Book of Esther. But she was asking in the higher levels, why is there such a terrible decree to kill all the Jews? And the answer she got is because Am Israel, the nation of Israel, became mach and rash. Mach means very low. Mach, very low, very like, you know, like you have no backbone. Rash means poor. They were not. They were very rich. They were making good business in what was then America, like Persia, the winning superpower that the Jews sided with because the mutual enemy, Babylon, fell. Babylon that destroyed the temple, that exiled the Jews to the area of Mesopotamia. And now the Jews sided with the good one, with the winning power, superpower. And now they had a preferred state over there. So why they say Mach v'Rash? And the answer is, that's from one of the great Kabbalists and Hasidic sages in Eastern Europe, Rabbi Shimshon Mostopoli. And he said, because every angel in the heavens draws his life from the Creator. Not just angel, everything. You don't have any angel that has his own private, independent power. Now, since the Jews were so busy with materialism after the victory of the Persians over the Babylonians, and then the Jews becoming part of the ruling class in Persia and Babylonia, okay, they became very materialistic, and they were separated, they were spread, they were busy with making their lives and going up the ladder in the government, in business and so on, and they forgot about their own background, and they stopped pulling down the light of God into everything they did. And that created the big trouble. So if you look, there were two great names that are connected to the Jewish nation. Archangel Michael, Michael, and the name Israel is also a name like an angel, Israel. If you take from both names, the name God, the name my God, Eli, you get from Michael, you get Mach, like no backbone, a victim, and Rash, poor. From Israel, you take Eli, you get, when the life force is taken away, then that's what's left out of it. And that's what happens to all of us. The moment we push God's light out of our lives, oh, I can manage by myself. You stay low and miserable, and you stay poor without any power and energy. It's like when the plug is out. The moment that you plug out from the electricity, everything just caves down. So it says that Esther, one of the Psalms, Psalms 22, it says that Esther said it, Eli, Eli, lama azavtani? My God, why did you leave me? Eli, Eli, you just add Eli to Mach, you get Michael, the angel, the archangel of Chesed. And Rash, you add Eli, you get Israel. When those, when the essence came back, then the miracle happened. Okay, so here we go about the power of the month of Adar. On one hand, when a person is not spiritually trained and skilled, is not putting any effort in spirituality, true spirituality, I'm not talking about mysticism, magic, witchcraft and stuff like this, which is like gets you only lower and lower and more void and empty. When a person is really connecting to his spiritual calling, connecting to the upper world, then you bring down the essence, and then the vessel, which is so powerful in this month, comes to life, and you have the ability to change the direction of destiny. That's how powerful it is. And to change destiny in a way, remember, this is the last month of the 12 signs of the zodiac. So you cannot change it too drastically, too abrupt. But so you, it becomes very kind of covered way. It's not visible, but everybody can see it. And by the way, whoever doesn't want to see it will not be able to see it. Whoever is in denial and in darkness will never be able to make use out of it. This is the power of this month. This is the power of people who belong to the sign of Pisces. Now, let's add another thing, which is the ruling planet. The ruling planet of this month is Jupiter. In Hebrew, Tzedek. Tzedek means in Hebrew, justice. And I'll read, Imlich od Gimel, and God gave the power of kingdom to the letter Gimel. Kashalu Keter gave him a crown and Vetzar bo Tzedek ba'olam, and formed with that Gimel the planet Tzedek, Jupiter. What's special about the letter Gimel? Gimel, we spoke about it when we spoke about another month that is ruled by Tzedek. This is the month of Keshet, Sagittarius, okay? And what's in common between the two months? That you had miracles. Hanukkah was under Tzedek in Sagittarius, and Purim under Tzedek in Adar, okay, in Pisces. Both. So we know there's some power of miracles in the month of Tzedek. If you look at the word, at the letter Gimel, how do you write the letter Gimel in the Torah? You write a Vav, okay? So what is a Vav? The Vav is the funnel, Zeranpin, the funnel of light from above to below, okay? And then you add the letter Yud. You stick it in the bottom. And the Yud symbolize the 10 sefirot of light. So what is a Gimel? Gomel Dalim. Gomel means giving grace. Dalim to the poor. To the poor. So if we say that Pisces have a tendency to be poor, oh, poor me, to be a victim, I don't have enough. Okay? On one hand, the other side is, if you connect to the Gimel, Gimel is all the grace that the universe wants to give you. And we'll see. I'll read right now the commentary of the Rabban, Rabbi Ben Abraham Ben David of Poskiris. He lived 1,000 years ago in Spain. Liot rosh bekoach keter elyon vechochma. It's to be ahead. The power of the letter Gimel is to be ahead, to lead in wisdom. Vesam bo koach shalom, and he put in the letter Gimel the power of shalom. What is shalom? Wholeness, completion. Okay, when you are whole and complete, you are at peace. Okay. Vesam bo koach shalom, mikoach hachesed. From the force of chesed. Vesigel bo al chesed v'yosher, v'tzedek v'anava u'masim tovim v'shem tov, u'va'al din shel chesed, v'anshei shem v'ne'eman, v'chochmat ha'torah shenema v'torat chesed ha'leshona. And he says, that's the power of chesed, loving kindness, grace, honesty and integrity, justice and humility, good deeds, good name, and fame of chesed. Fame, not fame that is coming out of power, but coming out of doing good. And loyalty, and the wisdom of the Torah, where it says Torah Chesed Aleshona, that the Torah is Chesed. Now, why? As I said, because the letter Gimel has a very powerful energy of drawing from above, exactly as we said. You see, wherever the disease is, there's also the remedy. And that Gimel is the remedy over here. So it's just there waiting for us to activate it in order to be able to create the miracle. Okay, but we have to make the step, we have to step up to the plate and bring it down, then it opens up and all of this energy is being released. So it's a symbol for success in negotiations, success in every business and making money and richness, and it's good money and good hope and happiness and marriage and pregnancy. It's all about beauty and settling in good homes. It's really good fortune, the symbol of good fortune, which means and healing of the sick and peace for the prisoners. It's just basically, and even prayers in the synagogue, prayers with melodies and happiness. And it's like, that's the glory of the letter Gimel, the glory of Jupiter that is just simply manifesting of the letter Gimel. It's all there waiting for us. What's the problem? We have to demand it. It doesn't come. There's no coercion in spirituality. All of this glory that is awaiting us has to be pulled down. You have to demand it. You have to ask for it. And it has to be with certainty. What does it mean, certainty? Certainty that all of that great light and good fortune is awaiting each one of us. That's the big lesson at the end of the cycle of the biblical year. And that's why the most powerful Shabbat in the month of Adar is Shabbat Zachor. What is Shabbat Zachor? We read, Zachor et asher asa lecha Amalek. Remember, what did Amalek do to you? What is Amalek? Doubt, tiredness, hopelessness. And that is, and Haman, he was Haman the Agagites, was the king of Amalek. Haman was Amalek. So who was the biggest enemy? The moment we fall, and everybody falls, we humans, and falls into darkness and negativity, we cannot let Haman or Amalek take over us. As we said, Haman, numerical value 95. We have to replace the kingdom of darkness of Haman, of Amalek, with the kingdom of God. And God is, again, what did we say? Is 95, the king, Hamelech, 95 again. So that is the power that is hidden in this month, the power to transform, which is the biggest miracle. What is miracle in Hebrew? Nes, lanus, as it says in Psalms, lanus velitnuses, to flee up and above. You've been stuck, you fell in a place that is so dark, in the dungeon, like Joseph in his dungeon, like the Jews in the time of Purim. Just create that energy of grace and love and passion with all of that passion of lack. And that's why you see Pisces people that on one hand could be so lethargic and so addicted to poor me, to being victimized, to addictions of any kinds of stuff. On the other hand, you see people of the sign of Pisces that are so creative and so generous and so much in giving and caring and sensitivity. But when you turn the sensitivity as part of the victimization that you put on yourself, and you're so sensitive to other people's pain, it's just an excuse why not to take a step up and to move forward. And because that's the only thing we're here on this earth for, to transform, to create miracles. And those miracles are calling. When we connect to that, we basically establish the right, not excuse, but justification for a human existence. Thank you so much, and have an amazing month of Adar.